This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour, you're listening to the theme for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here happily with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. At talkers.com, there's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things. It's kind of like the New York Times of the talk world. All the things that are fit to hear, you can hear about them at talkers.com website. Talk. Lots of talk. Lots of issues. Lots of things. And so the folks at Talkers, Michael and his staff, go through by listening to a lot of talk radio programs on great stations with good hosts to come up with the relevancy of issues that are serious on the news talk radio station. So we have the top 10. Michael's going to go through those, and then we'll listen to his list of people that are a part of some of these stories. And sometimes people that stem conversation in different directions than from the main stories. So, Michael, I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You've been traveling a lot this week.
Back in New England, getting ready for a snowstorm and, yeah. all that stuff.
And happy 1st of April. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens. You're a New Englander for much of the time, and, when you think you're out of a mild winter, it sucks you.
Yep.
There's no
but at least
thing.
You have the good sense to go to, you have balance. You live in one of the craziest states politically in the country, but then you go to Florida and that maybe stabilizes you. I don't do that. I go to California. I don't know which is crazier. I'm beginning to think California's crazier than Massachusetts.
Oh, I think both Massachusetts and Florida have their degree of, relative extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I like both. Because you know me, I stay out of all that stuff.
I know you do.
I go to the beach or I take a walk through the forest.
See, I can't see you at all on the beach. Anyone I can see me, I'm not a beach person at all. I like the warm weather, I want the sun, love the water. But to walk on the beach is just...
Oh, I'm not a beach sitter. I never go to pools. I never sit around a pool. I never go in water. I never go in a pool or in the ocean. But I like walking on the beach.
You do?
Yeah. I like walking on the beach, and I like looking at the beach.
Peaceful. Being on the water is marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
But I'm not somebody who would lie on a blanket for hours. That I don't understand. Well, I mean, I understand it. I just, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
But, hey, to each his own. But I like being near the beach. The beach is important to me. Oceans, waterways are nice.
Yeah, people find, look at the value of the places. For about 10 years, I've had two homes in Santa Monica, either on the beach or a stone's throw away from the beach, a block from the beach. And it's been one of the most wonderful things about my existence. It's just a fabulous thing. And look at all the people who go to the Cape or all along the shoreline of New Jersey, or down in the Carolinas, wherever you go, wherever there's beachfront property, it's a premium.
So how come you don't like to walk on the beach? I don't understand.
I used to love to walk on the beach when I had Charlotte, my bulldog. I don't really care to do it on my own. If I had somebody in my life who liked to be on the beach or be somewhere where we could be close to the beach, take a walk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that'd be cool.
You know what you need, Doug? You know what you need? You need a new dog. You have to have another dog.
Well, we've shared a dog for a couple of years. We found a dog in New York at one of the kill centers, and she's really quite a good dog. I've quite taken to her. She's not Charlotte. I don't think it's kind of like having a man or a woman or a relationship. You're not going to have the same relationship with all of the people that are in your life. And the same is true with the dog. And I tend to, at least at this point, I'm still attached to Charlotte enough so that I don't feel comfortable, although I did say to one of my colleagues, Victoria Keelan, who brought to my attention the story of a dog in Tulsa, a bulldog, who was found on the streets wandering, and they were looking for a home. Usually bulldogs can find a home pretty quickly, but as I watch around for those things, if it looked like there was jeopardy for this dog and it was going to be that he was going to be put to sleep, I would probably go get him. And whether I keep him or not, but I would not allow anything to happen to him. And those
so you have an affinity for bulldogs.
I do. Well, I haven't. I never did. But until Charlotte came into my life, and when Charlotte came into my life, it, as a matter of fact, this isn't getting to the countdown, but I'll tell you something. I don't think I've ever, you and I have ever talked about. Charlotte, you met Charlotte, I think, on
many times. I like Charlotte. What a great disposition, a sweet dog.
She was fabulous. I even brought her to a couple of Dockers conferences.
Right.
Charlotte was the result of me and karma. I said to my son, who was in college at Trinity in Connecticut at the time, he had a friend who had a bulldog, and he wanted to get a bulldog. He said, "Dad, can I get a bulldog?" And I said, "Brennan, what do you want to... They're stupid. They slobber everywhere. They make messes. They get gas. They don't live very long. Why would you want to have a bulldog?" So he got Charlotte, and Charlotte was so close to me. She originally was Brendan's dog, but she and I got to be so close that Brendan gave her to me.
I'll be
darned. So she had more of an impact on my life, Michael, than...
Did she have
most
gas?
Other beings other than my children.
Did she have gas, and was she stupid and slobber? I know
she was
slobber.
The smartest being. You couldn't imagine how smart and savvy she was.
Wow.
She wasn't sloppy or slow. She used to eat fast to make a lot of noise. Wow. Did she have gas? Yes.
Well, you know why it's good to have a dog that has gas?
Why?
You can blame the dog.
Yes! Perfect! Why didn't I think of that? That's why I've been by myself and nobody's around. I can't blame it on Charlotte anymore.
We have time for the survey, or do you want to do a break?
Let's pause for a moment, and we'll get to the reason we're actually here. Not to talk about dogs and gas, but we'll talk about the top 10 stories of the week, charts for the week of March 27th to the 31st, and also the people that are on the list, with Michael in the focus and spotlight. As we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99. In-store only, limit 2 per customer, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
All right, 16 past the hour. This portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show brought to you in part by the folks that make Superbeats. You know, I haven't really talked to you about Superbeats, but this is something that most of the talk radio programs that you listen to, the hosts talk about Superbeats because it has a dietary nitrate composition to it that opens up healthy circulation. Your arteries open up, because of the nitrate that is the third most important gas in your body. You're talking about gas, and maybe that's what brought me around to talking about this. This is the good gas. Nitric oxide, which when getting into your system, opens up your arteries, gets the blood to flow everywhere, the microvessels, everything is serviced. It goes to your muscles, to your brain, and it is a complete conversion of an object into a result. Healthy circulation, the result of using Superbeats. Healthy blood pressure levels, the results of using Superbeats. So if you're in your 40s and beyond, you want to keep blood pressure where it is, this is the all-natural approach. And as I, excuse me, as I said, you'll hear this spot with hosts all around the country endorsing, using it. I use it. I should probably send some to you, Michael.
Yeah, I could use something to get me going.
Well, it's all about, you know, it's there are lots of ways of doing it. It's a lot better than coffee and caffeine.
Can I say something to encourage people to support this product?
You certainly may.
I have asked Doug privately, and this is the truth. I've asked Doug privately, hey, this Superbeat stuff, does it really work? Come on, tell me the truth. And he said, absolutely, it works.
It does.
It's a product that I'm really proud to endorse.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That conversation happened recently, didn't it?
Yes. Okay. With that fact, it happened when I was talking to you in Florida. Yeah, right. All right. So a 30-day supply of regular Superbeats comes free when you sign up for your first shipment. It comes with a book called Beat the Odds, which tells the whole story of beets in your system. Free shipping as well. 800-655-4183 to order it. Or you can go online, order at DougLikesBeets.com. 800-655-4183 for Superbeats, or order them online. DougLikesBeats.com. Pretty soon we'll get MichaelLikesBeats.com. All right, let's go through the stories, Michael. This is way overdue. The top 10 items, according to the research of Talkers Magazine this week.
All right. At number 10, we have National Basketball Association action, but that's been eclipsed by NCAA Final Four action.
Do you have a bracket? Do you care about this?
No, I don't do that. I don't know enough about college basketball.
Yeah.
Right now I'm watching some of my favorite teams vying for the championship in the NBA, the Celtics, the Spurs.
Well,
the
exciting thing this week is baseball gets started.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the beginning of a long road too.
Right.
But the March Madness is where much of the basketball discussion is, and in the NFL, which is a year-round sport at this point in terms of on and off the field, the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas, which is fascinating unto itself with all kinds of intrigue. For a long time, the NFL tried to avoid having any team in Las Vegas because of the connection to gambling. But right now, Vegas is more of an entertainment center than necessarily having a monopoly on gambling and whatever. At number 9, another fabulous story of interest, the Koppel Hannity Exchange last week. Also a media-related subject, Tommy Lahren and The Blaze have split.
That's a whole can of worms. The Blaze is falling apart. Let's talk about that in a few minutes. Why don't you just go through the list?
Okay, we'll go through fast. Now, Ivanka Trump's White House role and the Gorsuch nomination are at 8. At number 7, Britain begins the EU exit. That's big stuff. The North Carolina bathroom bill repeal is at number 6. At number 5, a bill to overturn the FCC's internet privacy policy. That's important. At number 4, the sanctuary cities and immigration deportation policy. At number 3, the Trump travel ban status. At number 2, the GOP healthcare overhaul. And number 1, the Trump campaign and its connection to Russia being investigated. And the news just comes a mile a minute. These are different times than we've ever experienced. Real quick, the people.
We don't have time. Tommy, hold on. Hold the people till we have a pause here for a couple of important announcements from your local stations carrying this program. And then we'll come back. Michael will go through the people list. We'll try to pull out 3 or 4 of the names and discuss what's important about them on this week's Talk Radio Review. Yes, hot hits in Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change past the hours. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. We've had a couple of stories and sidebars here as we get through the action on the top stories. Michael's gone through those. We'll go back to some of them and get Michael's input on these things. But first, let's go through the top 10 people discussed this week in the News Talk Radio circuit.
Yeah, at number 10, we have the Blaze people. We have Tommy Loren and Glenn Beck. We have Sean Hannity and Ted Koppel at a tie at number 9. Number 8, Ivanka. At number 7, Neil Gorsuch. Tom Price at 6. Number 5, Jeff Sessions. Number 4, Devin Nunes. Number 3, Vladimir Putin. Paul Ryan is at 2. And, of course, Donald Trump is at number 1. You may notice there's no Barack Obama on the top 10 this week,
right,
which marks his first departure in a while.
Yeah.
And he'll be back.
All right. So let's go to some of the things that are in the analysis at Talkers Magazine this week, things that you've seen and heard. Glenn Beck, there are a couple of hosts that are in the list this week. Glenn is one of them. This is from the Don't Speak Ill of the Dead department, even though Glenn's not. I don't mean to imply that. But the Blaze and his career, I remember the first time I actually ever met Glenn was at a Talkers conference in New York. And it was probably, I was on a panel, and I was looking out at the crowd. I don't know that you'd remember this. I remember vividly. He had a couple of his producers with him, one of the guys that became actually president of his company quite a long time. Big, tall, heavy-set guy. I can't remember his name. And I was talking, somehow or other, in the panel that I was on, I was talking about people who had something to say. And I looked at Glenn, and I paid him what, for me, was a supreme compliment. I thought that he was very clever, very creative, very smart in how he was approaching his career on the radio, not only what he was saying, but being an independent sort of producer like I am, and then he got into the Premier world and into Fox, but then he went back to his own business, which for a while was hugely successful. And then I don't know what has happened, Michael. It seems to be melting a little bit. What's your gut tell you about Glenn Beck and his success?
I think Glenn Beck is still successful. I just think he may, I don't know for sure because I haven't seen his books, he may have reached beyond his grasp in terms of building a company,
yeah,
and now he may be retrenching. because times are different and his career is different. So if he had just, you know, remained as a non-business, you know, entrepreneur person and just had a job as a talk show host, he'd probably still be going along very strong. So I think most of his problems came from building a business too fast, too big, if he has a problem at all. I say that because I don't believe anything I hear about Glenn Beck, because I categorize him as a performance artist. I think that most of what he does is a contrivance for the sake of entertaining, for the sake of stimulating, for the sake of getting attention. That is not a put-down. That is just an observation from a professional perspective.
How is that different than many of the other people who are doing talk radio programs, whether it be Sean Hannity or Brian Kilmeade or Dana Lash or me
most
or
other
whoever?
Most other talk show hosts are not as dynamic in the swings of their image from year to year and from decade to decade. Most of them evolve in a smooth, gradual fashion. Mm-hmm. This guy turns on a dime and changes his whole image, changes his act, does some outrageous things. As I said, he's a performance artist. I think he's a method actor. I think he's in a category of his own.
Isn't that interesting? That's a clever way of putting it. All right, so that's what's going on with Glenn Beck. In a moment, some news about Sean Hannity from Michael as to how he will play into this year's Talkers Convention in June. Also, he and Ted Koppel have an interesting exchange, and that's part of our focus here on the Talk Radio Review as we continue. It's now 28 minutes past the hour.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/music. That's ZipRecruiter.com/music. ZipRecruiter.com/music.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Talk Radio is the focus of our hours together with Michael Harrison, an hour every week, reviewing the thoughts that a lot of Talk Radio personalities have had about the stories of the week, the talk on stations. This is an analysis from Michael's point of view and his articles that are in Talkers. The whole focus on this fascinating business and the ratings for Talk Radio seem to have come back into the fold. I suppose we can thank Donald Trump in part for that. Plus, I think there's some really good, talented people who are dealing with the issues, making them amusing, entertaining, thoughtful, provocative. Sean Hannity is one of those people. I have great regard for him. That doesn't mean I have to... people say, I'm going to listen to Sean Hannity. I don't know that I listen to him. I just like him. He's done a lot for our business. He's done a lot for himself. He's very smart. And I thought it was interesting. I'm just going to pass along this comment, and then we'll get to Sean and Ted Koppel. A fellow out in Montana just sent me a note. Says he likes listening to our repartee. We obviously have regard for one another, so he says. The guy's name is Ted at this station. He thinks that you and I are a good pair, Michael. Isn't that interesting? It's always nice to hear that. Thank you very much. Doug at DougStephan.com is the email address. It's just good to have.
Well, I know you're a long time. We've been through a lot.
Yes, we have.
But that kind of ties back into what you were saying before, that you like Sean Hannity, even though you don't really listen to him.
Yeah.
One of the pros and cons, one of the assets and negatives of our commenting on these people is that we know a lot of them personally.
Yeah.
And we know them behind the scenes. And you and I have talked about this before. In that capacity, we do know that in some cases, some of the nicest people have kind of nasty images.
A different shtick on the air. They have a shtick.
Or they politically, this is the problem with politics. The problem with politics is when that's the only lens you look at another human being through, and you judge them by that, that really can belie their true nature in terms of what you could enjoy about knowing them or admiring them as a human being. When all you're about is politics, or that's the only angle you have, it creates a distorted view.
Yeah.
And Sean Hannity, some of his politics, I could see where people are put off by it.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with much of what he says.
Yeah.
But I admire him as a player in the business. And
he is. He's a very good performer.
Right. And as a person, he's an extremely
very good guy.
Kind and generous person.
He's a wonderful guy.
So, let's talk about the same thing with his former partner, Alan Colmes.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. The two of them, they were good friends.
Yes,
through all of this, that's the other thing.
So, we have Hannity and Koppel last week on the Sunday morning news show on CBS. Koppel told Hannity that he thinks he's bad for America. that opinion,
what an arrogant point of view. Isn't that amazing that people?
Yeah,
he's bad for America. How do you define that?
Well, Koppel basically took, this reminds me of the old arguments we had back in the early 90s when talk radio was rising.
Gloria Allred would get to the...
And people considered anybody who's conservative hate speech. And
Some of it, if you go to Michael Savage and what some of the stuff he used to pull, it was.
Yeah, but you hear a lot of hate speech on the left, too.
Yeah.
You hear, and I don't know what hate speech means. I'm a First Amendment supporter, and sometimes the First Amendment isn't always polite, it isn't always tidy, and democracy isn't always tidy.
Yeah,
and I do not like the war that's going on right now between the administration and Trump and the press. I don't
agreed.
Like it. However, it's healthy. It's not nice.
Right.
And it's dangerous.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
We're ill at ease with it. And thanks to Ivanka, she's calming her father down a little bit. But the other side of it is that he has a proponent. He just needs to, for whatever the reason, his personality is such that he needs to. I think he was bullied as a kid somehow and doesn't like to be bullied or pushed around.
I don't know. I don't know. But, for people that like what Trump stands for, people that want him to make a difference, for people who want him to keep his promises, whether you agree with them or not, he has got to be very frustrating because he shoots himself in the foot constantly.
Yeah, all the time.
Let's face it. Even the conservatives are having a problem with him.
Well,
it's his demeanor. Hillary was right. Maybe he doesn't have the temperament to be president.
All right, you want to hear the quote of the week?
Yeah.
All right. George Bush.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Does that scare you?
It's great. No,
think about George W. Bush.
Right. Okay, so here's the picture. For those of you who have not heard this, I'll paraphrase it.
Maybe you can be more
clever than I can. There's a TV show that's named for the word... And I use the word on the air. You're not supposed to use it, but it's a very colorful word. So George Bush is at the inauguration. And everybody got a chuckle out of him trying to put that parka on. And he finally gave up. And he's got that pixie sort of smile now. He's so relaxed, he doesn't give a damn about anything. He's having a great life. So he's at the inauguration. He sits next to Hillary Clinton's on one side of him. And his wife's on the other side. And Cheney's behind him and a bunch of other characters.
They're all buddies.
They're all buddies, yeah. I mean, now Clinton and Cheney, Bush and Cheney are talking to each other. They haven't for a long time. So they get up, and George Bush looks at Hillary, and then he looks at his wife and says, "That was some weird shit."
He scared me there.
And people have now retweeted that. Hillary obviously wasn't going to do it, and neither was his wife. But it was really to look at the expression on his face and to know how he would say that. And, you know, we all were kind of thinking the same thing. But there he is saying it, and now it's sort of all over the place on social media. But
George W. Bush thinks it's weird shaving cream, then you can be sure it is. George W. Bush, come on. Some people think he was the worst president that ever lived.
Well, he was pretty close, but good human being. Remember when he came to the Talkers Convention before he was elected president? Ellen Ratner, somehow or other, got him to come.
Actually, it was Blanquita Cullum.
Was it Blanquita? Okay.
Yeah.
Got him to come, and he was warm, friendly. I was never a fan of his. I wasn't voting for him then. I didn't vote for him at all. But he was a character, and he was, there was a warmth. Sort of like Sean. We're talking about Sean Hannity. As a person, Bush is likable. I'll tell you, Bill Clinton, one of the friendly, nicest in the four or five times I was around him. You were around him, too. You did I remember seeing the picture, you walking down the steps.
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time with Clinton. But politicians are supposed to be likable. They're supposed to be friendly. I mean, one of the things that people who know Donald Trump personally tell me all the time is that when you're with this guy as a friend, when you're with this guy personally, he's one of the warmest, nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yes, I hear that, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, but people used to say Dan Quayle was stupid. I met Dan Quayle. He was very smart. People used to say George W. Bush was a dullard. When we met Bush at that event, he did not seem stupid at all.
But I remember I introduced you. I don't know if you remember this or not. I was sitting with Dan Quayle next to him, and I had to introduce him. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And he was cold as ice and distant, not friendly, not pleasant, not someone that I cared to spend much time with. He was very smart, however, and that was the news media tried to play him out like a dummy. He was anything but a dummy. Friendly and warm, no. Smart, very.
A lot of it comes down to how you come across on television.
Yep.
Television is an unforgiving medium, and it also distorts.
Yeah.
I think people come across much more accurately to their intelligence and their personality on radio than they do on
television. It's hard to hide it because you've got so much airtime, you can't hide who you are.
But also, you're not distracted by, you know, the deer in the headlights, eyes, the smirk. Although a picture says a thousand words, I mean, media theorists have argued this for years, you know, as to the different ways in which the human brain receives input either through the eye or through the ear.
Yeah.
But TV, I think, was the undoing for a lot of these guys.
I think you're right.
TV was the undoing for Nixon.
Yeah. Wasn't it, though?
But, I mean, Nixon was his own undoing.
His own worst enemy.
But Nixon was on paper...
Perfect president. Or very good president. Yeah, not perfect, but very good.
Yeah, you know.
Did some great things. Michael Harrison on the countdown. We continue in a moment. If you're tired and fed up with the turmoil in government, you may want to dial 800-282-2333 sometime this weekend or now if you want to listen to the question of the week. Are you tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government? If you are, or you want to respond to that question one way or the other, yes or no, 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Number again, 800-282-2333. There's some very special offers there after you answer the question of the week to the positive or to the negative, whichever you think it is. Our special question of the week and bonuses of the week for you at 800-282-2333.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Tasty Lee tomatoes.
For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart healthy
checkmarked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden fresh, tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee Tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini? Or a classic Tasty Club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Tasty Lee Tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
A reminder from Doug Steffen. For those of you who are running small businesses, medium-sized businesses, Michael and I both have small businesses. And when we need employees, the place we can go and you can go to get great results is ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 200 job sites. You don't have to do it all on your own. One click does it all. And if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you can have the experience of being able to hire the right candidate, the qualified candidate, the best candidate, the quickest way possible, the most efficient way is to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, get it free. Use it. Doesn't cost you anything. First time around, help yourself to the help from ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Looking for the right employee, this is the way to find the best quality candidates by far. Post your job on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, we're wrapping up our discussion of the people on the list. Ivanka Trump is on the list, and many people feel that she's the bridge between her father and reality. I don't know about that, but...
You mentioned before that you think that she could control him. I don't think anybody can control him. I think he controls his family. I think
really?
Oh, yeah. I think he's
so it's the other way around then.
I think he's probably a paternal tyrant.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
And I get the feeling Melania keeps her distance. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you see them. That's not a marriage made in heaven. I think he's paying any attention to her at all.
Well, I think she's not paying any attention to him. I get the feeling she doesn't care. And,
yeah.
and frankly, in a lot of levels, as an outsider observer, who blames her? I personally think the role of first lady is ridiculous anyway. It's a contrivance. And now Ivanka Trump is the first lady. And she's in the role. Whether they call it that or not, she's in the role.
Yeah. She's there, visible.
Yeah, she's doing what the first lady does, and Melania is off living her life with her child and is above the fray.
By the way, when we're talking about Sean, I forgot to remind people that if you're followers, as I am, of Up Close and Far Out, Michael Harrison's weekly podcast that you can find at talkers.com or upcloseandfarout.com, he does have a conversation this week with the aforementioned Sean Hannity, who's going to be the winner of one of the impressive... I'm not sure what to call it. I think it's an award that we...
Yeah, it's a Freedom of Speech Award, the Gene Burns Memorial Award for Freedom of Speech. And Sean and I, we have an exclusive interview. It's at upcloseandfarout.com.
Yep, and it's good because you get to hear... I mean, you know, if you listen to Sean, kind of where he's coming from. But Michael always has a good way. And as we said before, we like him. We're friends with him, so it's easy to have a conversation with somebody like that. Check it out, upcloseandfarout.com, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help
offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And with us, I'm pleased to have my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Should be your friend, too. Everybody should have a friend who's a lawyer. At least one of your friends should be a lawyer you can trust and like. All right? Having said that, Stephen is a lawyer of great note in New England. He also teaches law at Bentley University and has a fabulous website, scamaside.com. I'm going to start there because there has been this week, for whatever the reason, sometimes, you know, they just, these things follow the news cycle,
yeah,
a lot of focus on financial exploitation for older Americans and how much it costs billions of dollars a year. There are all kinds of things. You look at the study out this week from the National Council on Aging, and it's aimed at people who are our age that have older parents and them getting ripped off. I've told you, I think the story of my father got ripped off for $3 million. He had done well in his latter years and had amassed $3 or $4 million, and he lost $3 million of it in a bad deal. Got 10% of it back.
Yeah.
But he was with a bunch of people that went to one of those lunches and was completely scammed.
Yeah.
And apparently there are tons of these things around, especially with a focus on older folks, Steve.
Very much so. And, you know, it's an interesting thing as to, you know, why are older people so vulnerable? Why are they targeted? Well, the targeting is often easy to explain, because it's like, why did the bank robber rob banks? Because that's where the money is.
And
many seniors have accumulated a lifetime of savings. You know, we've always heard about seniors being much more trusting and less skeptical, and there is something to that. And in fact, the University of Iowa did a study that showed that as we age, there's a part of our brain that deals with skepticism that becomes less effective. And so seniors are more trusting. And so they will, you know, they'll listen to these pitches at the free seminars. They'll take the call on above the telemarketer. And oftentimes they just become too trusting, and that's where, you know, family has got to step in and try and get involved. Sometimes, for instance, there are credit cards that will have limits and even kind of like whitelisting. Only certain companies can be used with these cards. So there are a lot of things you can do, but you gotta stay on top of this with aging relatives.
All right, let's talk about some of the people as they affect the legal world. Neil Gorsuch, any question, any doubt that he will be the next Supreme Court justice?
You know, I do have a little bit of doubt, and I think only
really?
From a total political standpoint. You did this to our guy Garland, say the Democrats, so we're going to, you know, we're going to filibuster and make life difficult. There's no reason that he should be not put on the Supreme Court. Whether you agree with his philosophy or not, he is eminently qualified, and I think it would be bad for the system, even if I'm not 100% on board with him, to not have him on there. I think it, you know, this is, the Senate has a limited role, and they should follow that role. They should have had confirmations for Garland, but the proverbial two wrongs doesn't make a right.
Yeah. All right. So one of the items on the top 10 list, the story at number 5, has to do with the FCC overturning internet privacy. This has got to be a Supreme Court matter. I can't see this is going to get this. People just say, oh, okay, and walk away from this. Do you see that?
It's tough. This one's really tough. And part of why it's tough is that the technology is always ahead of the law. And so as far as the privacy laws that we have, I don't think they sufficiently protect us. And the way this is done, in essence, what they're saying is that all of these internet providers, as well as other companies with which we deal with on the internet, can take our information, everything about us that comes in there, and they can use that and sell that. And that is, on the good part is, well, now people will know your interests and they can send you advertising for things you want to hear. But there's so much downside to the privacy, and they make a profit on it. We don't have a say in it. We don't get to use the service unless we agree to it. I thought the regulations that were put into effect not that long ago to protect us were good ones, but technically they appear to be within their rights to make these kinds of regulations or do away with them. So I find this very, very disheartening and scary and a slippery slope.
All right. The fellow who runs the European Union says if we don't stop messing with them, he's going to make sure Ohio and Texas are encouraged to secede from the Union.
Yeah, they've talked about it before, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, a bunch of characters, man, I'll tell you. You can't take everything seriously. You got to have a smile when it comes to some of these people. That's what makes the world go round, the interesting people that we all have to deal with and talk about. One of them is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, well-known attorney, and here on the Weekly Talk Radio.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.